Welcome to the show. I'm Carl Azus. Today we're taking you to Alaska. In his journey to the state known as the Last Frontier, President Obama becomes the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Arctic. One reason for his trip, his administration is renaming Mount McKinley. The tallest mountain in the U.S. will be known as Denali. Native Alaskans have pushed for the name change for decades. Denali is the mountain's name in their native Athabascan language. It was named McKinley in 1896 for the man who'd become America's 25th president. Several lawmakers from his home state of Ohio say the landmark's name was a testament to President McKinley's service and that they'll fight the plan to change it. Another thing President Obama wants to do is draw attention to a controversial issue. He says melting ice, shrinking glaciers, rising sea levels, and wildfires in Alaska are all tied to climate change. While environmentalists support the president's focus on the climate, some disagree with his decision to allow oil drilling off Alaska's Arctic coast. And while the Obama administration and most scientists say human activities are causing Earth's average temperatures to warm up, some disagree, saying temperature changes are natural or are caused by factors people can't control. Opposing views reflected by some of the 2016 presidential candidates. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton agrees with the Obama administration on the issue. The Democratic Party's current frontrunner has discussed her plan to shift more of America's electricity to renewable sources. Meanwhile, businessman Donald Trump says the viewpoint that people are causing global warming is a hoax. The Republican Party's current frontrunner says the Obama administration has wasted billions of dollars in green energy projects that have failed.